Chapter 11. I could not find the third Mary White or the second Jenny Smith, I said, as Sebastian took a seat on the railing around the gazebo. The other two Mary Whites, in fact all the maids, were reticent to a fault. Saint-Sévier lounged in the gazebo's doorway, gaze on the stream burbling along several yards away. The spot was peaceful and secluded, as good a location to compare notes as to tryst. I had pleaded digestive unrest and quietly explained to my hostess that the female indisposition had befallen me. Thus had I avoided another hike to the lookout, leaving Sebastian and Saint-Sévier to make the best of that excursion without me. I would have to speak with Lord Rutland another time, but speak with him I would. If he turned on his own associates and made an example of a subordinate, a couple who had followed Rutland through many vicissitudes would be unjustly punished. Unless, of course, one of the couples was behind all the trouble. You've had a thought, Saint-Sévier said. Out with it. He had been notably silent since returning from the picnic, though he had heeded the suggestion to chat up the housekeeper about her herbal. What if the mischief is not a war between maids and footmen, but between, say, Patrick O'Day and Tommy McNeil?
Or O'Day and Rutland, Sebastian said. You think this is about all the dodging into linen closets and fondling in the conservatory?
Passion and jealousy have inspired many a crime. I had certainly harboured dreams of retaliation for Freddy's many infidelities, though my retaliation would have been against Freddy only, not the ladies who took his proffered coin. Saint-Sévier ambled away from the door to take a seat beside me on one of the padded benches.
But who is the wronged party in such a situation? The first to stray? The first to proposition? The spouse who was indifferent or gruff one too many times such that straying grew appealing? We will never sort that out.
Hugh was in a pensive mood, suggesting something had occurred in the course of the day's hike, something he did not find cheering. Daphne Jones again?
We might sort it out, Sebastian said. Rutland is the superior officer, and he's making free with everybody else's wives. No matter how willing the lady...